Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. Despite a dip in global technology spending amid the coronavirus pandemic, the country's information technology sector is set to post a 2.3% rise in revenues to $194 billion in the current fiscal, NASSCOM said on Monday. The industry added 1.38 lakh people to its workforce on a net basis during the year, taking the total number of employees to 44.7 lakh. The National Association of Software and Services Companies, or NASSCOM, said in its review of the current financial year ending March 31st. Nigeria's Gozi Okonjo-Iweala is set to be confirmed as the first woman and first African leader of the beleaguered World Trade Organization, a near-paralyzed institution desperately needing a kickstart. The WTO has called a special General Council meeting at which the former Nigerian Finance Minister and World Bank veteran is expected to be formally selected as the global trade body's new Director General. US President Joe Biden strongly swung behind her candidacy shortly after the only other remaining contender, South Korean Trade Minister Yoo Myung-hee, pulled out. The organization is also eager to conclude the drawn-out process, having been leaderless since Brazilian career diplomat Roberto Azevedo stepped down last August, a year ahead of schedule. The process of picking one of eight candidates to succeed him has been expected to wrap up by November, but the administration of former US President Donald Trump blocked the consensus to appoint Okonjo-Iweala. Healthcare.gov's market for subsidized health plans reopened Monday for a three-month sign-up window as the Democratic-led Congress pushes a boost in financial health that could cut premiums by double digits. This enrollment period during the coronavirus pandemic is an early test of President Biden's strategy to use the Affordable Care Act as a springboard towards health coverage for all. Advancing on a parallel track, the new COVID-19 relief bill from House Democrats would offer a generous, though temporary, increase in subsidies for people covered by the law known as Obamacare. While policy experts like Hempstead are taking note, it's unclear how uninsured Americans will respond. Former President Barack Obama's health law has been on the books for over a decade, but surveys consistently show that many people lacking job-based insurance do not realize they may qualify. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that about 33 million people are uninsured this year. Billionaire Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš's populist party lost top spot in opinion polls for the first time since 2017, a survey showed on Sunday, as his government was accused of a bungled response to the coronavirus pandemic. The centrist populist Anya movement scored 26.5% voter support in a poll published by public broadcaster Czech Television 8 months ahead of a general election scheduled for October. Anya has topped all polls with support hovering around 30% since the last general election in 2017. But the latest poll by the Kantar CS agency put it in the second spot behind a coalition comprising the centrist mayor and independence movement and the anti-establishment party, which took 29.5%. France and five allies gathered on Monday to discuss the Sahel's jihadist insurgency, with Paris looking for support enabling it to cut French troop numbers in the strife-torn region. Leaders of the so-called G5 Sahel, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger, are to attend the two-day summit in the Chadian capital, N'Djamena, with French President Emmanuel Macron attending via video link. The meeting comes a year after France boosted its Sahel deployment, seeking to wrench back momentum in the brutal long-running battle. But despite touted military success, jihadists remain in control of vast swaths of territory and attacks are unrelenting. 6 UN peacekeepers have been killed in Mali this year alone. Islamist fighters in the Sahel first emerged in northern Mali in 2012 during a rebellion by ethnic Tuareg separatists, which was later overtaken by the jihadists, reports AFP. The accidental discovery of marine organisms on a boulder on the seafloor beneath 900 meters of Antarctic ice shelf has led scientists to think the limits of life on Earth, reports The Guardian. The researchers stumbled on the life-bearing rock after sinking a borehole through a nearly kilometer-long of the Finchner-Ronne ice shelf on the southeastern Weddell Sea to obtain a sediment core from the seabed. While the boulder scuppered their chances of obtaining the core, footage from a video camera sent down the hole captured the first images of the organism stuck to a rock far beneath an ice shelf. Ice shelves form when frozen water from the continent's interior flows to the coast and floats on the surrounding sea. As the ice flows over the land, it can pick up boulders that become embedded in the base of the ice shelf before dropping out onto the seafloor. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.